I like to remind people that leads are just about everywhere that people are. So you can do lead generation activities anywhere. At the beginning of your real estate career, the most critical skill that you can learn and master is becoming comfortable with talking to people that you don't know. It will serve you well for your entire career, I promise you. In the beginning, you will have to talk with a lot more people because you don't have 500 people in your database to send you business. Hi, everyone. My name is Mark Dolan, the host of Time Tested Mastery, Life Lessons Sell. I'm excited today to present to you the second in a series of episodes designed for brand new real estate salespeople to get them started, or for those people who are trying to get back to basics, and I'm titling it Built to Last. We want a business that is going to be built to last over time. Today's topic we're going to be discussing is lead generation. For brand new agents, that's one of the first things that they're asking about is, how do I generate leads, right? And people that want to build their business, the first question they ask is, how am I going to generate new leads and new business for myself? Okay. So lead generation, you need to find clients and you need to build a business over time. Lead generation is critical. You know, leads don't fall out of the sky. So you ask, well, Mark, where do I get leads? Should I pay for them? How else can I get them? You know, buying leads is expensive and it hurts profitability even if you're making sales. Earning leads takes a lot of time and effort, which is this: we simply have to go work for them. Now, I like to remind people that leads are just about everywhere that people are, so you can do lead generation activities anywhere. Now, it's very important that you realize that there are two methods for generating business. There's passive methods of lead generation, and there are active methods. Active methods are predictable and duplicatable, meaning that you can do them over and over and over again, duplicatable. And they're predictable, is that if you track your activities and you track your results, you can identify what you're likely to get based on the activities that you're doing. Expired listings, for sale by owners, past clients, sphere of influence, affinity groups and networking, cold calling and door knocking are all examples of active methods of prospecting, meaning that you go to them, you're not waiting for them to come to you. Now, social media, farming via mail, text or email, internet leads, referrals from outside sources and open houses, and floor time, those are considered passive methods of lead generation. And the reason they're called passive is that somebody else has to do something to initiate the contact. We can sit in an open house all day long. If nobody shows up, we haven't generated any leads. Think about it. So all prospecting methods require, in order to be successful, talking to or communicating with people. Here's an interesting principle for you to think about as you're deciding what kind of lead generation activities that you want to do. And that's this: the higher the risk of rejection, the greater the quality of the prospecting content. I'll give you a simple example. If I spend a dollar and send a mailer out to some client, you know, it's addressed to him, got a stamp on it, promotes my business and everything, and they receive it, they look at it for 5 seconds and they throw it away in the trash, I've been rejected. Does it hurt me? Not really. It hurts me a dollar, right? But if I go and knock on the door, I walk up to the front door of a for sale by owner and I knock on the door and I say, hey, my name is Mark and I'm here to talk to you about your listing. Is there something I can do to help you get it sold? And they slam the door in my face. That's a pretty painful rejection. Now, I make that point not to let you know that every time you knock on somebody's door, they're going to slam the door in your face, because in reality, that happens very, very, very rarely. But the risk of that rejection is always there. But the flip side of it is that when I make a face-to-face presentation with somebody, it's a much more powerful contact and I have a much greater chance of getting my message across to them. So think about that principle when you're deciding how you're going to do your lead generation. Another important thing to know about lead generation is that prospecting is a numbers game. Some people buy and some people don't buy. Some people list and some people don't list. And if you're talking to people, you're going to run across people that want to list. And if you're talking with people, you're going to run across a lot of people that don't want to list, at least for now. So over the years, the number 3% has been a pretty reliable predictor of contacts to leads, which is pretty disheartening. That means you have to talk to 100 people to get 3 opportunities to get business. The good news, and this is really important for you to get this, the good news is that of that 97% left over, you have a second way to win. So for those 97% of the people that say, no, I don't need your service at this time, you have another way to win. So find a way to put yourself in the position to be their personal or family real estate professional. So when I call somebody and say, hey, do you want to sell your home? And they say no, I'm going to say, do you know anybody else that wants to buy or sell real estate? And if they say no to that, then I'm going to say something along the lines of, do you have a professional family real estate agent that is a go-to for you all the time? Do you refer all of your friends and family to one particular professional, or do you not have one in your family? If they say no, you can say, I would like to apply for the job. I do a good job of educating and helping people with investment and real estate advice, and all I'm going to ask for in return is your referrals when you hear somebody that I might be able to be of help to. How does that sound? And when you get somebody that says yes, one of those 97% of the people that said you can't help me now, now you're able to add them to your database. So think about this, whether it's 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road. Imagine that you have 500 people who you know, who love you, that will break down doors to help you build your business. They refer you to their friends, and they call you whenever they have a real estate question because they know you are the expert. You're the expert, and you are their resource for valuable information. Now, the standard rule to expect out of your database is that 10% of the people in your database that you have an established professional working relationship with will give you a deal personally, or they will refer you to somebody each year. I'm not talking about a name or an email address in your computer. I'm talking about 500 relationships that you work and nurture consistently and predictably throughout the year. Whatever prospecting method or methods you experiment with and ultimately master, you're always going to have people that say, I don't need your help now, and you're going to have an opportunity to build a relationship with them that will pay you off long-term in your career. I think that's exciting. So it's important that this message be internalized by you. At the beginning of your real estate career, the most critical skill that you can learn and master is becoming comfortable with talking to people that you don't know. It will serve you well for your entire career, I promise you. In the beginning, you will have to talk with a lot more people because you don't have 500 people in your database to send you business. But over time, it will become easier and very profitable. No, it is not easy. The two most common errors I have seen over and over again in my career are these. Number one, never getting comfortable talking with people that we don't know, and therefore not talking enough people to have enough leads to have a profitable business. The second problem that I've seen over and over again is the somebody that comes out of the chute hard and they talk to a bunch of people 8, 9, 10 hours a day and they do it for 90 days. And they're so burnt out and they're so disappointed and they're so tired and they lose faith in themselves that they quit right before the miracle happens. We talked about that in a previous session when we talked about having a daily schedule, right? 6 hours a day, every day, nonstop, no matter what, so that you have time to regenerate yourself and go back to it again the next day. Now, whether you're a new agent starting the business or whether you're an agent that wants to build your business and get back to basics, even though you've been around a little bit, lead generation is going to be a critical factor for you to master in order to build your business. I want to remind you that there are many ways to skin a cat, and there are many ways to be successful in the real estate business. Some people are absolutely successful at expired listings. Some people master the art of holding open houses. Some people work for sale by owners. Some people build a huge database, and that's all they do is work their database. There's many ways for you to do it. But the principles that I've shared with you today will give you guidance on how to start. I'm here to help you. If there's anything that you would like to do to refine your lead generation techniques to suit your business and move you forward, please reach out to me at timetestedmastery.com. Life lessons sell. I'd love to be of help to you, and I look forward to talking to you soon.